Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1167, where we present you with the most engaging trivia on the internet. Let's dive right in. Round one is all about words ending in fur. Let's see how you fare. Question number one. Pine fir or spruce? The answer is a conifer, a type of tree that typically bears cones and needle-shaped leaves. Next up, question number two. Troy Aikman did this from Oklahoma to UCLA, a good move indeed. The answer is transfer, referring to when a student moves from one university to another. Moving on to question number three. A box or chest for valuables. Fill it now. The answer is coffer, a term often used to denote a treasury or funds. Here's question number four. To steal, purloin or filch? The answer is pilfer, a term that means to steal, typically things of little value, in a casual way. And finally, question number five. A geological formation, conducting groundwater. The answer is aquifer. An aquifer is a body of permeable rock, which can contain or transmit groundwater, an important resource for human civilizations. Round two, the category, their last number one hit. First question. Sledgehammer. The answer is Peter Gabriel. Sledgehammer was a number one hit for Peter Gabriel in 1986 and is known for its innovative music video. On to the second question. Kathy's Clown. The answer is the Everly Brothers. This song was released in 1960 and became their biggest selling single. Here comes question number three. I'm Henoot. The answer is Herman's Hermits. This song topped the charts in 1965 and is one of the band's most recognizable hits. Question number four. I'll Be There. The answer is the Jackson 5. Released in 1970, this song was the first single from their third album and solidified their place as Motown legends. And the last question in this round. 1987, La Bamba. The answer is Los Lobos. They recorded the most successful version of the song for the 1987 film about rock and roll star Ritchie Valens. Round three. Our category, Kansas City, news clues. Now the first question. Hi, I'm John Holt. It was an exciting but sobering event in 2006 when Kansas City opened the USA's official museum of this event, with features for visitors to ponder like a field of 9,000 silk poppies. The answer is World War I. The National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City is one of the only places in the United States dedicated to preserving the objects, history, and personal experiences of the war. We're moving on to question number two. Hi, I'm Pat McGonigal. Hollywood came to Kansas City to film a biopic starring Gary Sinise as this man. Locations included Lee's Summit and, of course, Independence. The answer is Truman. Gary Sinise portrayed Harry S. Truman, the 33rd president of the United States, in the 1995 television movie Truman. Here's question number three. Hi, I'm Nick Vasos. In 1997, the 100th anniversary of her birth, her hometown of Atchison, Kansas, unveiled a 42,000-square-foot earthwork portrait of this globe-trotting heroine. The answer is Amelia Earhart. Earhart, the first female aviator to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, was born in Atchison, Kansas, in 1897. Question number four is next. Hi, I'm Carly Ritter. A highlight of the holiday season each year is the lighting of the mayor's 100-foot Christmas tree at Crown Center, opened in 1971 by the same Kansas City businessman who founded this card company? The answer is Hallmark. The Hallmark Cards Company was started by J.C. Hall, who also played a crucial role in developing Kansas City's Crown Center. And finally, the last question in this round. Hi, I'm Christelle Bell. In 1997, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum opened its new permanent home under the leadership of Buck O'Neill, who had been a star for this Kansas City Negro Leagues team, as had greats like Satchel Paige and Jackie Robinson. The answer is the Monarchs. The Kansas City Monarchs were the longest-running franchise in the history of baseball's Negro Leagues. Are you ready for round four? The category is stadiums. Let's start with the first question. This baseball team will soon leave Atlanta Fulton County Stadium for a new home across the street. The answer is the Braves. The Atlanta Braves moved to Turner Field after the 1996 Olympics. Moving on to the second question. Maryland crab cakes are a specialty of this team's ballpark at Camden Yards. The answer is the Orioles. Oriole Park at Camden Yards is the home field of the Baltimore Orioles. Here's the third question. When a member of this team homers at Shea Stadium, a big apple pops out of a hat in center field. The answer is the Mets. This is a beloved tradition at New York Mets games. Question number four is up next. Originally called the Pontiac Metropolitan Stadium, the Silver Dome is home to this football team. The answer is the Detroit Lions. The team played in the Silver Dome from 1975 until 2001. The last question in this round. This Boston Park is Major League Baseball's only single-deck stadium. The answer is Fenway Park, home to the Boston Red Sox. It's known for its unique features, such as the Green Monster left field wall. We've reached the last round. The category is presidential soldiers. Starting with the first question. Revolutionary War, Creek War, War of 1812, First Seminole War. The answer is Andrew Jackson. Jackson was the 7th president of the United States and a war hero whose military exploits earned him national fame. Moving on to the second question. World War I, World War II. The answer is Dwight D. Eisenhower. Before becoming the 34th U.S. president, Eisenhower was a 5-star general in the U.S. Army during World War II. Here's the third question. The Spanish-American War. The answer is Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt was a lieutenant colonel in the Spanish-American War and later became the 26th president of the United States. Now the fourth question. The Mexican War, the Civil War. The answer is Ulysses S. Grant. Before becoming the 18th president of the United States, Grant was a commanding general during the Civil War. And finally the last question. War of 1812, Second Seminole War, Black Hawk War, Mexican War. The answer is Zachary Taylor. Taylor was a national war hero who won significant victories in the Mexican-American War before his election as the 12th U.S. president. Thanks for listening. Be sure to come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.